Hi, this is Keith from Lewis Jewelers. It all starts with a ring. It's designed by you and handcrafted by us right here in the great city of Ann Arbor. We look forward to celebrating your moments at Lewis Jewelers.
Ghana's economy grew to 6.9% in the second quarter of 2024, provisional figures released by the Ghana Statistical Service has revealed. Compared to the first quarter of 2024, the economy grew at 4.7%. The services sector continues to be the largest contributor to the growth in quarter two of 2024, with 44.2%. This is followed by the industry sector with a contribution of 32.2% and agriculture with 23.6%. Professor Mokobnenim is the government statistician.
In the second quarter of 2024, in current terms, the value of the economy stood at 245 billion Ghana cedis in current terms, and in constant terms, the economy stood at 45.2 billion for the period April to June 2024. This 44.2 billion Ghana cedis for the second quarter of 2024 relative to 42.2 billion Ghana cedis for the period April to June 2024 signifies a growth rate in the economy by 6.9% on a year-on-year basis, specifically between the second quarter of 2024 and the second quarter of 2023. This expansion of 6.9% is on the back of 2.5% growth rate between the period 2022 Q2 and 2023 Q2.
Professor Samuel Kobnenim is the government statistician. Now, the American Chamber of Commerce and the Spain-Ghana Chamber of Commerce are urging the Ghana Revenue Authority to treat with urgency the smuggling of canned and PET soft drinks from neighboring countries into Ghana. According to the two chambers of commerce, the illegal activity threatens the survival of legitimate beverage manufacturers and undermines government revenue through taxation. In a joint statement, they said some of these beverages are offered for sale without tax stamps and at prices significantly below prevailing market prices. Here is Simon Maji, Executive Director of the American Chamber of Commerce Ghana.
Some of these smuggled beverages are offered for sale without tax stamp and at prices significantly below prevailing market rates, making them accessible only to those who evade the necessary custom duties, excise taxes, and other levies. We are therefore urgently calling upon the Ghana Revenue Authority to take decisive action to halt the smuggling of these PET and canned beverages, particularly Coca-Cola products, which are among the most affected. We also urge the FDA, local authorities, and market leaders in the major regions such as Accra, Kumasi, Tamale, and Takoradi to act decisively to protect this brand, preserve government revenue.
Star Life Assurance has announced a partnership with Ego Tickets to provide a unique life insurance solution to event attendees. The product will enable ticket holders make claims in case of any emergency at the venue. Alexander Chumesi is the head of commercial distribution at Star Life Assurance and explains the reason behind the partnership.
Okay, there's so much risk out there. I mean, as I said earlier, people with a kind of anxiety approach events such as soccer and the excitement that comes with some events such as TGMA. And such events, I mean, they go with that kind of excitement and anxiety. And it comes with it some related risk, such as accidents. And these accidents could result in disability and even death. So we need to really team up with a market leader such as Ego Ticket to provide the needed protection for event attendees.
Alexander Chumesi is the head of commercial distribution at Star Life Assurance. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van Ride after this break.
Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy. Yeah. Oh yeah, download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Birmingham check, in my Birmingham check. Come make a download them for you. Cause you can pay bills, you can buy credits, you can pay school fees, even chest tights with the Apple.
Ole Jenabu. Life is easy with the Ecobank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? During his nutrition course in medical school, Dr. Kwame Nassan realized there were major nutrients that could easily be obtained naturally from plant foods without supplements. Infants came to mind and he began working on a recipe that birthed Sanaba Baby Cereal, and the Joy Business Van visits his production facility to learn more.
Somewhere in Ghana's industrial hub, Tema, orthopedic research fellow Dr. Kwame Nassan is busy at work. Nope, he's not in the hospital. He's busy making baby cereal.
Way back 2015 in medical school, we had a course which was nutrition. So during that course, reading the notes, I realized how important we can get nutrients from plants and how those nutrients were vital. So it just came to my mind, why don't you do something for babies?
That was in China. Kwame Nassan did not have the resources then to pursue the idea and had to do some more research. But he observed this.
I realized the artificial food on the market is a lot. And the side effects are there. But if we could get something natural for the babies, that would be of really, 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 really great help. So the idea was to come up with something that is natural, that is without additive, preservative or food flavor.
While Kwame Nassan tried to figure out the recipe for the baby food, he decided to start the business with the popular cereal Tom Brown for foreign students and Ghanaian families in China. It was a test for how well his baby cereal would fare. Kwame Nassan began with only 50 Chinese yuan, that was 80 cedis then. He did the first production for 16 sachets in his apartment kitchen. Patronage was good, and soon sales began to double. In 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic hit. China was badly affected, and things were slow as many expats had left the country. Kwame Nassan, in 2021, then decided to relocate to Ghana to push his business. While in Ghana, and with the recipe now figured out, Kwame Nassan thought it was a good time to introduce the baby cereal.
I realized mothers were looking for something healthy, but then they had no option than to just pick what was on the market. So I realized if we could bring something that is healthy, the parents were going to accept. So initially, we just gave sample to people to try, and they were like, how are we going to get this to buy? Where are we going to get it by? Then we just made them aware that it's something that is in the pipeline.
Whereas most baby foods on the market are chemically processed, Sanaba Baby Cereal is mechanically processed with natural ingredients.
And Sanaba picks grains that are very, very, very nutritious. So what it means is that we don't just select any grain at all. We don't do maize, we don't do peanuts, we don't do soy. What we realize is a lot of kids have allergies to this food. So we try to avoid nuts that are allergic. And we also try to avoid other grains that are very, very, very light. People don't really like it, and kids are allergic to. We try to avoid those ones.
Though a baby cereal, Sanaba has become an option for adults who want to eat healthy because of its medicinal benefits.
Sanaba is healthy in another sense, that the grains contain elements that are very vital to our health. For example, quinoa. Quinoa has all the 9 amino acids the body cannot produce on its own. We all need amino acid, that is from protein, but the body cannot produce that. But quinoa can give you all the 9. And aside that, you know, anti-inflammatory and antioxidants, these are very vital in fighting diseases like cancer, like like major, major diseases that are, people are struggling with. We need all these elements to fight it. And the plants that we are using, that the seed, the quinoa, the almond, they are very, very high in this component.
Next time on the Joy Business Van, Kwamna will take us through the production process for Sanaba baby cereal.
All right, so the process begins from here where we wash the grains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we are done washing the grains. This is
black IP.
Black IP.
Yeah.
And so we are going to transfer it here and then it goes
out to dry.
Out to dry.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
And you can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Life on the Joy News channel today. It was brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic. In any money emergency situation, Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next, right after which we bring you the masterclass, and of course we will be discussing the business of vegetable farming this afternoon as part of our agribusiness series. Do stay tuned. I am Pius Kujo Baka. Do enjoy the rest of our programs.